With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A mass casualty event has been declared after a tornado plowed through an RV park in Lakeview, Ohio, leaving people under the wreckage. The National Weather Service warned there was a very dangerous half-mile-wide tornado on the ground, and it was damaging homes and structures. Denver could see over a month's worth of snow as a storm system continues to hit the state. Mountains west of Denver got more than 3 feet. Denver may get the most snow it's seen in 3 years, with 12 to 18 inches possible. Also at SRNnews.com, the Republican-led Tennessee House has advanced a proposal that would require law enforcement agencies in the state to communicate with federal immigration authorities if they discover people are in the country illegally. Lisa Dwyer reports.
The legislation would broadly mandate cooperation in the process of identifying, catching, detaining, and deporting immigrants deemed to be here illegally. Critics say it will create confusion because federal law says it is voluntary for states and local governments to get involved. The vote coincides with efforts in other Republican-led states to inject more state and local involvement in immigration enforcement. Action on the Tennessee bill now moves to the GOP-led Senate floor. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he's going to put together an investor group to buy TikTok after the House passed a bill that would ban the video app in the U.S. if its China-based owner doesn't sell its stake. He tells CNBC's Squawk Box that TikTok should be sold to a U.S. entity, but not to one of the big tech companies.
I think there could be antitrust issues on that, and this should be something that's independent, so we have a real competitor, and users love it, so it shouldn't be shut down.
The father of a Michigan school shooter has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. It's the second jury conviction against Ethan Crumbly's parents. This is SRN News. A church in Peoria, Illinois, opens its doors to a hurting neighborhood.
Reachway Church of the Nazarene is a five-year-old church plant that's using its building to help people who need housing and who struggle with substance abuse. With fewer than 50 regular attendees, the congregation raised $12,000 to renovate part of the church building to add a shower, a kitchenette, and clothes closet for donations. The pastor encourages all churches who want to impact their community to have an ear to the ground. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Brooklyn preacher known for his flashy lifestyle has been found guilty of wire fraud, attempted extortion, and lying to the FBI. Lamour Miller Whitehead was found guilty of 5 counts this week after a trial in federal court in Manhattan. Prosecutors argued the preacher let greed overtake him as he looted a parishioner's retirement savings and tried to extort a businessman to fuel his lavish lifestyle. This is SRN News. Democrat Representative Adam Schiff is no longer the leader in the race to become California's next senator.
At latest count, baseball great and Republican Steve Garvey has inched ahead in the primary voting with a lead of just under 5,000 votes. With 85% of ballots counted, it's clear the two will move forward in November in an effort to fill the seat of late Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Republican lawmakers are close to banning puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and sex change surgery for minors in Kansas over the Democratic governor's expected veto. At least a dozen GOP lawmakers who voted against a ban last year are supporting one this election year. The Republican-controlled state Senate expected to approve a bill Thursday that would bar health care providers from treating minors with puberty blockers, hormone treatments, or surgery. A super PAC supporting Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is spending a lot of money on ads. They plan to spend $10 million up to November. More details at SRNnews.com.